T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:33. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday, January 18th. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Authorities say a parolee rummaging through trash fatally shot the owner of a Wichita restaurant in the south part of town.
Police Captain Jason Stevens identified 42-year-old Oscar Acosta of Wichita as a person shot Thursday outside a Birriera Tito restaurant. Police arrested 26-year-old Adrian Nicholas Zonker a couple of blocks west of the restaurant. He was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on suspicion of first-degree murder and possession of a firearm by a felon, as well as on a state warrant in a separate case. Kansas Department of Corrections records show that Zonker has 5 prior convictions, all in Sedgwick County, for charges that include criminal possession of a firearm, battery, and aggravated assault. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
After being shut down for nearly a week, Parler is back up and running again. Fox's Jackie Ibanez reports.
It appears a new internet company is hosting Parler after being shut down by Amazon. The company's CEO is writing, quote, "Hello world, is this thing on?" Adding, "We will resolve any challenge before us and plan to welcome all of you back soon. We will not let civil discourse perish." Parler was taken down following the riot on Capitol Hill. Tech giants blaming the platform's free speech philosophy for helping incite the violence. In an exclusive interview on Fox News Sunday, Apple CEO Tim Cook reveals he is open to letting Parler back on the App Store if it makes changes.
Amazon claims that Parler refused to amend its content to fit Amazon's terms of service after multiple requests. Kansas lawmakers are fast-tracking a state constitutional amendment on abortion. Committees could vote on it this week. The amendment says there's no right to abortion in the state constitution. This comes in response to a court ruling from 2 years ago that established that right. Democratic Representative Stephanie Clayton says the amendment could open the door to effectively banning abortion in Kansas.
And so they're saying it's not a ban, but boy, if you look at other states, that is exactly where we're headed.
Supporters of amending the Constitution say without it, abortion restrictions already in state law could be overturned. The proposal narrowly failed to get the needed 2/3 vote last year. Kansas Representative Aaron Coleman tells KNSS News it's up to the voters to tell him that he's not fit to serve and not the politicians in Johnson County.
The voters believed me when I told them I was a changed person, and now they have sent me to the PICA, and this is nothing more. What's going on now is nothing more than essentially Johnson County attempting to silence and disenfranchise the good people of Wyandotte County who sent me to the PICA to be their only voice here in Topeka.
Aaron Coleman was a guest on the John Whitmer Show last night here on KNSS. Let's take a look at the expected nominee for the Director of National Intelligence.
Avril Haines was the first woman to serve as Deputy Director of the CIA under the Obama administration and was tapped by the president-elect to be the nation's top spy in November. Haines' path to powerful positions had some detours. She studied judo in Tokyo, Japan, before turning her attention to theoretical physics at the University of Chicago. Haines bought a down-and-out bar with her husband in Fells Point, Baltimore, and turned it into a successful bookstore. The 51-year-old earned a law degree and later joined the State Department, steadily moving up the ranks. A confirmation hearing is planned this week for Haines before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
A woman was injured in a traffic accident early yesterday afternoon in Kingman County on Highway K-11. A pickup truck pulling a trailer and a Ford Focus were both northbound. The Focus slowed down to make a left turn. The pickup truck tried to pass the Focus and hit the driver's door. The driver of the Focus, 82-year-old Anna Smith of Kingman, was taken to the Kingman Community Hospital with suspected minor injuries. A Texas teenager saves her family because she was the only one who did not have COVID-19.
Those who get infected with the coronavirus often lose their sense of smell. This was the case with a Waco, Texas family. That lost sense nearly cost them their lives when their house went up in flames early Friday. But their 17-year-old daughter, Bianca, the only family member who is not COVID-19 positive, did smell something, like burning plastic around 2 in the morning. She alerted the rest of the family and got them all, including their 4 dogs, to safety. They escaped the flames with only the clothes on their backs. The family's now staying in a hotel till they can find another place to live. The Red Cross is helping out. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Today, the NBA continues its annual traditions on Martin Luther King Day.
Pope Francis actually gave his blessing to a specially designed Atlanta Hawks jersey for Martin Luther King Day. The team will sport these uniforms with MLK's initials emblazoned on the front this afternoon as part of their game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Throughout the weekend, current and former NBA players have worked with teams and other organizations to engage in a national dialogue on race and equality. The NBA is also hosting a virtual roundtable today to discuss the vision of the civil rights pioneer and the modern movement for social justice, led by Toronto Raptors senior basketball advisor Wayne Embry, the league's first black general manager. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And let's take a look at the weather here on this Martin Luther King Day on Monday. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cloud cover continues to make its way in from the northwest this morning. Overall, pretty nice weather for mid-January. Temperatures in the upper 40s around noontime. 53 for the high this afternoon as a dry cold front moves through late today. Clouding up and 30 overnight. Tomorrow's high, 46. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It is 36 degrees here on this Monday morning. It's 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on as we begin the week in the commodities markets. The commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Hello, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jed. Well, last week we saw the cash cattle trade volume around 85,000 head, for prices that were about $2 lower than the week before in our 5 area feed yards. Now, Friday, the live cattle traded and closed positive with new contract highs and deferred contracts. The feeders had the best upside with triple-digit gains on Friday, and we'll see this Friday a monthly cattle on feed report. Now, lean hogs traded mix and closed mix with the strength being in nearby contracts. On the close Friday, April live cattle were 97 cents higher, 118.20. March feeders up $2.45 at 135.82. And April lean hogs up 57 cents higher at 72.65. Now, the wheat made new contract highs on Friday, closed well off the highs on the Russian buy the rumor, sell the fact type news. Now, last week, the March KC wheat gained 48 cents, March corn gained 35 cents, and March soybeans gained 42 cents for the week. Now, the ag markets are not trading in the day session today. They did not trade last night either. As we have a three-day weekend, the grains will reopen tonight at 7 o'clock. We're looking at March KC wheat's close Friday up 6.5 cents at 6.43. March corn was down 2.75 at 5.31.5, with March soybeans down 13.75 at $14.16.75. Now, the next set of markets are trading at the moment, and they close at 12 noon today. March crude oil is down 16 cents right now, 52.26. February gold is $1.90 higher at 1831.70. March S&P is unchanged at 37.62.25. March dollar index 14 cents higher at 90.89. And the March Dow Jones futures 13 points lower at 37.07. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities at 866-GO-TO-TOM.
You got a little something in your throat there, Tom, here on a Monday morning?
Yeah. I think I'm getting a little of that stuff that's out there in the air. They said it's moving in out of the northwest.
Yep, I think you do. So I
haven't had enough coffee yet.
I was going to say, should we recommend a hot toddy?
That would be perfect.
Yeah, let's get this week going.
and the first one doesn't do any good, do it again.
Exactly. See, we're thinking alike here on a Monday. Good stuff. Well, hey, we're glad to have you with us. Great information, and I hope you have a great week.
Thank you, Ted.
You got it. That is the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS with fantastic information. Coming up on 642 with Steve and Ted in the morning, special handling of later-in-life divorces. We'll talk about that with Don Grant, the Money Tracker, coming up. KNSS News Time is 642.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.